Next item on the agenda is item 17, group for tilefish, request for public hearing. Mr. Grist, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Blue sheets, I just handed you our letters from the chairman of the Middle Atlantic Council to Dwayne Harris, chairman of South Atlantic Council. I will get into those in just a moment. As some of you will remember, about 2 years ago at this time, we were talking about a very high-quality fishery that had developed off of the coast of Virginia, pretty far offshore, beyond 40 fathoms. It was very much a high-quality recreational fishery and also a commercial bycatch fishery, and that was for tilefish and grouper. This is a group of fish that are both slow-growing and very slow-maturing as a complex, and there is quite a number of grouper and tilefish in this complex. Over the last couple of years, we've seen from the Virginia portion offshore 22 all-tackle IGFA, or International Game Fish Association, world records. We've also seen non-state records, most recent being a 20-pound, 4-ounce blue line tilefish and a 68-pound snowy grouper. In 2007, our saltwater tournament committee implemented a citation program for blue line tilefish. And there was 164 citations in 07 and 137 in 2008, but already in 2009, we have seen 244 citations issued. Now, as of April 15th. We've also noticed notable catches for Warsaw grouper and wreckfish being prohibited south of here. Just as an understanding what these fish are, since most bay anglers don't get to see them, the blue line being on the left and the snowy grouper being here on the right, quite impressive catches that are coming out from the Norfolk Canyon region. Now, blue lines were considered for a stock assessment back in 2004 for what's called CDAR-4, Southeast Asian Assessment Review, but we didn't have enough history and information to do an assessment, but they have plenty of information showing downward trends in their leap frequencies, declines in males, and the overall fishery. Snowy grouper is currently overfished. Overfishing is occurring just south of Virginia based on the same assessment, CDAR-4. They're known as protigenous hermaphrodites, a term you don't hear very often around here. Females and males switchers. So they start out female, they end up male. Their sex ratios have also seen quite a decline in the number of males. So it's being fished down in size and in age. Headboats, in fact, over time have seen much smaller catches. Now, 2 years ago, we put in this regulation. This was put in by this commission as both a conservative and proactive measure, basically to protect this fishery, because there was no regulation on it at the time. The limit of the current regulations on it for the federal water stopped at the North Carolina-Virginia border, and it worked all the way south. And we had seen evidence to the south that the management measures at the time had been reactive. So they've been very slow to come about, and by the time they reacted to something, they had a situation of overfishing going on. So this commission enacted these conservation measures. Seven tilefish per person per day recreationally. Those were considered in a group of blue lines, goldens, and sandtiles. And one grouper per person per day, and that was a whole list of groupers, including snowy groupers, wreckfish, and Warsaw recreationally. Commercially, it was at the time thought to be limited just to make it a bycatch fishery at best, 300 pounds of tilefish per vessel per day and 175 pounds of grouper per day. And then at that time, as I just mentioned, the boundary for regulating these fish ended at the Virginia-North Carolina line. This map is from the South Atlantic Council, and they had put all sorts of measures in place down here over time, but they haven't been very successful at that point. But now new measures are coming for their waters, to include a proposed snowy grouper annual catch limit for their recreational fishery of only 523 fish for the entire coast, Carolina down to Florida. That's not too many fish. But now it gets going a little different. They have other proposals in the books. One is an alternative to extend their management unit through the Mid-Atlantic Council waters and also possibly up into the New England Council waters. So that would effectively control the federal waters off of Virginia. The justification is there is no evidence that there is anything but a single stock out there. There has been increased harvest on species such as snowing blue line here in Virginia, well recorded in some of the recreational literature and reports that are coming in, but not very well recorded, we will note, by either the Marine Recreational Fishery Statistics Survey, the MRF survey, or in the VTR data from the charter boats and the head boats. But they have to account for all sources of mortality, and that includes any catches that are coming from this region or further north. Again, these are some of the impressive catches we've seen coming off Virginia, so we know it's happening. We know there's a lot of good catches out there. Their new Amendment 17 includes a preferred alternative that would, if this word management unit were to be extended, that would prohibit fishing for and the possession of any of their deep water snapper grouper species, which is included in those mass lists we have on our regulation 1120, seaward of 40 fathoms. Well, you go 50, 70 fathoms to get the tilefish, and you go much deeper to get the grouper. So that all but eliminates this fishery for Virginia. And here, this commission has already done proactive measures to protect this fishery 2 years ago. Now, the Mid-Atlantic Council was notified of these issues by this commission through a letter that was requested by the commission sent out on March 30th. South Atlantic Council staff presented these proposed amendments to the Mid-Atlantic Council this month in Duck, North Carolina at the Mid-Atlantic meeting. The letter that I've just sent it to you and the blue papers from the Mid-Atlantic to the South Atlantic Council, basically the move requests the South Atlantic includes an alternative to the proposed Amendment 18 to the Snapper Grouper FMP so that a Northern Snapper Grouper Management Unit for deep water species be managed by the Mid-Atlantic Council in consultation with the South Atlantic. So basically give us some say in the federal waters off of Virginia in actually managing these. But to help these measures along, we are proposing additional proactive and conservative measures here in Virginia that would help in their endeavor. There is a meeting in June of the South Atlantic Council. Mid-Atlantic members will be there to present this alternative, and any measures done by Virginia and suggested elsewhere will help show the South Atlantic our seriousness in trying to at least maintain this fishery. Because that's the whole point here, is to maintain it in some level. For our May public hearing request, what we have is for the recreational fishery, one grouper per vessel per day. Now, this is a big change from one per person per day. But in light of the seriousness of the grouper population south of here, it is felt that we at least go to one grouper per day. So if they happen to do one through bycatch, they can at least keep it on board. Three tilefish per person per day, not to exceed 18 tilefish per vessel. So going from 7 down to 3 per person, but stopping at 18 per vessel. The 18 number comes basically from a six-pack. 2 years ago, the charter boat fleet members came in here in support of these measures, and a lot of them were six-pack charter boats. So it's kind of in deference to their support 2 years ago to see these measures. They wanted to be conservative with the fishery, too, stop it at 18. So that's 3 per of their 6 members. Creation of a landing permit for grouper and tilefish for a recreational fishery. This will let us know who is actually doing the fishery, who to talk to about mandatory reporting of this fishery, and that's the next item, mandatory reporting. Actually institute a recreational mandatory reporting for grouper and tilefish. This would be possible. We already have online voluntary reporting for the recreational sector through the Virginia Saltwater Journal, and through the charter boat industry has their own site also, and this can be easily added. Some paper reporting would probably be required also for those who don't want to do it online. Those are details that the staff can work out. For the commercial fishery, drop the 300 pounds per vessel per day limit on tilefish down to 150. There was an error in the evaluation. The staff recommendation said only the blue line. We actually do mean that for all tilefish at this time, 150. 150 pounds per grouper per vessel per day. Drop it from 175. Allow only one snowy grouper or one warsaw grouper per day per vessel. No more than that. And that's what we have as proposal for a May public hearing.
Thank you, Joe. Any questions, Mr. Grist? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do. Joe, thank you for that presentation and the write-up. I do have a couple of questions. You have a recreational reporting requirement that you proposed, and I wanted to ask if that would be accompanied by any sort of special recreational license or recreational landing permit, or would it simply be a regulatory requirement that participants in that fishery report their catch? How would you tie that to existing license structure?
Well, we could develop, as we've noted, a creation of an actual landing permit for the recreational fishery. The way that could work, it's similar to a gear license. A recreational would come in for gill nets or other things. They would come in and get a landing permit to possess these as they come into Virginia waters. For the charter boat industry, it would be very simple because we already have a striped bass permit for them, and we just add that in as one of the options. These are free permits, so there would be no cost associated with them.
Okay.
As far as reporting goes, we would link it in. You would have to have the permit, and then we would know who to approach to make sure they know how to report their catch to us.
Okay, and a follow-up, if I may. There are two items that might be a glitch that we may want to address and possibly include in the public hearing, and that is Amendment 1 to the Tilefish Fisheries Management Plan is expected to take effect November 1 of this year. It includes two measures that are relevant for golden tilefish. One is that the recreational fishery would have an 8 golden tilefish per person per day, per person per trip limit. The other is that the commercial fishery would have an incidental catch limit of 300 pounds per day or per trip. And so we may want to include those options for goldens simply because it is a federal regulation applied to federal catches.
Staff's comment on that. We are aware of that. The 300 pounds commercial incidental limit is actually only for those who don't already have IFQ allocations in that fishery. That proposal, Amendment 1, is not going to be expected for approval until November 1st. Staff's recommendation is to wait until it's approved and then come back to that issue specifically on golden tilefish.
Okay. That's fine.
Further questions? Comments? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said, Joe's done a nice job summarizing this. This is a very difficult issue for this commission and for the councils, both the Mid-Atlantic and South Atlantic councils. As Joe described it, we have a small but very unique fishery off the coast of Virginia. We have what is likely an unexploited or relatively unexploited stock of deep water snappers and groupers. And the fisheries yielded 22 all tackle IGFA world records in the last 3 years. So it is really unique for the fishery. But if we don't take strong action, it's going to get caught up in the federal accounting requirements that are new to the Magnuson Act. The annual catch limit requirement, which is going into effect, as you saw, there's a recommendation for snowy groupers of 523 fish per year. And the difficulty we have in confronting this is, on the one hand, Virginia took very precautionary action here at this commission back in early 2007 and adopted precautionary management measures for this fishery really on the front end as it was evolving. And, so it was, I think, an excellent decision at the time. The difficulty is that National Standard 3 at the federal level suggests that stocks be managed as a unit throughout their range to the extent practical. And so our challenge is trying to make the argument and make a very strong case that we should have and establish a separate northern management unit off the coast of Virginia from Virginia north. And that's what we're trying to do at the council level. But certainly by taking this additional action here at the state level, it should strengthen our hand as we try to do that. And if we don't do that, frankly, if the fisheries management unit is extended northward throughout the range of the Mid-Atlantic in order to account for the mortality, and the other measures go into effect that are currently preferred alternatives under 17, you wouldn't be able to fish deeper than 40 fathoms. That would eliminate the entire fishery. So if these measures go forward, the fishery will simply cease to exist. So I think it's very important that we try to take appropriate action here that would strengthen the likelihood that we have a favorable outcome at the council level. We still have a difficult road ahead of us there. But the Mid-Atlantic Council just took action at its April meeting to request the establishment of a separate management unit. So that's something that I'm presently working on with the chair of the South.
Appreciate your hard work on the matter. It seems to be, at best, a significantly volatile fishery, potential of significant exploitation and being in trouble in a hurry the way things are going, it looks like. So need to take some action. Matters before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to adopt staff recommendation for an advertisement of a May public hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.